The Invisible Man by H.G. Wells. Copyright Burlington Books 2001. Chapter 1. The Strange Man's Arrival. The stranger arrived in the town on a cold February day. He walked from the railway station and carried a small black case. He wore a heavy coat and warm gloves. A big hat hid his face. Only his pink nose was visible. He was very, very tired. He entered the little hotel and put his case on the floor.
"A fire!" he shouted. "Give me a room and a fire!"
Mrs. Hall, the hotel owner, told him the price of a room, and the stranger paid immediately. Mrs. Hall lit the fire and went to prepare a meal for him. It was not usual for a guest to come to the hotel in the middle of winter, and she wanted to make him feel good. She brought his meal to the room. There was a bright fire in the room, so she was surprised to see that the stranger still wore his coat, hat, and gloves. He stood with his back to her.
"Can I take your hat and coat and dry them for you, sir?" she asked.
"No," replied the stranger.
He did not turn towards her.
"As you prefer, sir," said Mrs. Hall, and she put some food on the table. "Your lunch is ready, sir."
"Thank you," said the stranger.
He did not move until she closed the door. Then he sat at the table and started eating. Mrs. Hall returned to the room a few minutes later with meat and potatoes for him. She knocked at the door and entered. The stranger moved so quickly that Mrs. Hall only had time to see something white disappear behind the table. She put the food on the table, and then she saw that the stranger's hat and coat were on a chair in front of the fire.
"Can I dry these things now?" she asked.
"Not the hat," said the stranger.
His voice was not very clear. Mrs. Hall turned, and for a moment she stood and looked at him. She was too surprised to speak. He held a white cloth over the bottom part of his face. The cloth completely hid his mouth and chin. He wore blue glasses. Above the glasses, a white bandage covered his forehead. Another bandage covered his ears. Only his pink nose was visible. He had a lot of black hair. The black hair and the bandages made him look very strange. He still wore his gloves.
"Not the hat,"
he repeated more clearly through the white cloth. Mrs. Hall took his coat and said,
"It'll soon be dry, sir."
She trembled as she closed the door.
"Perhaps that poor man had an accident, or an operation or something," she thought.
When Mrs. Hall returned to clear the table, she saw the stranger sitting in the corner, with his back to the window.
"I have some luggage at the railway station," he said. "Can someone bring it here?"
"Someone will bring it tomorrow," said Mrs. Hall.
She tried to start a conversation with him, but the stranger did not want to speak to her. Mrs. Hall, angry, returned to the kitchen. The stranger sat alone in the room until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He did not move or talk to anyone.